And we're back. Yes, that's right. And we're just going to rush. We got to talk so much about this whole because I think it's really funny. So we're all going to talk very fast talking. So you're going to have to listen real closely because we're talking so quickly. Okay, here we go. So, yeah, remember that episode like Seinfeld where there was a low talker, right?
Low talker, fast talker, close talker.
So we'll just try to be normal talkers, okay? We're going to take it easy on everybody. So, buddy, there are so many things going on at the Aldo Leopold Foundation. I'm really amazed, and kudos to you all for coming up with programming that is consistent and interesting. And I mean, that takes a lot of work. I don't know that people that haven't done that sort of thing realize that all the logistical things that are involved in planning just a single event and then, you know, to have the number of them that you have. Congratulations to you and your staff first for that. But do you want to share some of the things that are coming up in the near future? Sure.
Yeah, thanks. You know, first, I just wanted to mention a couple of things that are coming up here, right here at McFarland's, and grow out of the relationship that you mentioned earlier, referenced earlier, Raul. We had a couple of donors make some investments in us so we could improve our equipment for land management because we help manage an important bird area that's about 10,000 acres along the Wisconsin River. It's privately owned by the Leopold Foundation, another private landowner, some state land, some federal land. We help coordinate the management across all of that.
That's a mess to try to administer.
So, and you know, but it takes the right tool. Right. And so we were able to get some Kubota equipment, a forestry mower, some other implements, chainsaws, all those kind of things, brush saws that can allow us to do a better job of meeting our conservation goals. So, we recognize the importance of that equipment, and so we're going to be back here for your customer appreciation days, both on March 16th at 1:30 and March 18th at 11 o'clock in the morning. Some of our staff will be here to talk a little bit about how we utilize the equipment and how to do kind of land stewardship.
Okay.
And then we also have some guests that will be with us. Chris Miller, the NRCS conservationist, who has all sorts of cost-sharing programs for private landowners who want to take care of their land.
Sure.
He has dollars that can help you do that.
Okay.
And then also Mike Finley, the forester from Richland County, is going to talk about some programs and efforts that you can do to improve your woods, the health of your woods. And that's through My Wisconsin Woods. So folks coming here on those days should check that out. Or if you have interest in opportunities to do a better job of doing land stewardship on your property, those would be really good events to come to.
Well, in fact, there was just a big conference, wasn't it, last weekend? The Wisconsin Woodland Owners Conference was
going on?
That's
correct, down in Madison. So, and they have chapters all across the state that, again, help landowners get connected up with information and resources to take care of their properties.
Sure. And it was interesting to me. You know, I always thought that you have a piece of land, you just kind of let it be, you know, and that's the best thing to do, just let it be and be natural. But actually, we can do a lot to help the land be, I guess, managed in a way that's healthier overall, in controlling invasive species or, you know, making sure that trees are pruned in ways that help them to stay healthy and all that. You know, I mean, things
that
you don't think about.
Thinking is really changing. And again, Leopold is a great model because I think when that mindset was kind of prominent of just don't do anything, don't do any harm, what we kind of neglected to understand and appreciate is how many things we had set in motion already. Early timber harvest at the time of settlement, changing of river flows, eliminating prescribed burning that the indigenous people used to utilize to manage the landscape. So we had kind of already set the land in a different tangent, and a lot of our woods was becoming overgrown with invasives or we were losing oak within our woods. And so recognizing that, in fact, we can play a positive role in managing the land for ecological health and then all the other benefits that come from it is an important kind of transition that's underway right now.
Sure, that attitude of restoration.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly. Yeah. And so we offer a lot of classes also at the center that help landowners. So the two sessions here, Customer Appreciation Days, are kind of insights to other programming that we offer at the at the center, whether it be how to run a chainsaw safely. And actually, most people get signed up by their men who get signed up by their wives for that class.
Some videos that would explain why that's important.
Yeah, I think they probably do one of two things, either sign them up for that class or buy life insurance. But but how do you, a chainsaw
or homeowner's insurance.
Right. So. But chainsaws are an important tool, and utilizing them safely is really important for for the woods, but also for personal safety. And we offer some great courses on that. We offer courses on prescribed burning, how to do a management plan, how to do prairie restoration. So those are some of the applied classes we have. But then we also have just tours of the Leopold Shack, about the history and the land management. We have a family day in May that is all about getting families out to connect to the land. We have a lot of fun activities. We'll have our Kubota equipment here that people can come out and climb on and sit in.
And that family day, we've got somebody scheduled to come in again to talk to us about that.
That's right. You'll get another warning about that.
Yeah,
that's in late May.
We're going to get a big hype on that, hopefully get lots of people to attend and enjoy the program. So,
and then we also have a conference coming up in mid-June. Called Building a Land Ethic, and our emphasis this year is on bridging that urban-rural divide that we've been hearing so much about.
Okay.
How do we connect everybody back to the land and those values? So that conference will be bringing several hundred people in from all across the country.
Internationally, isn't it?
We have one of our guest performers is Les Stroud of Survivor Man.
Okay.
For those that know him, he's got quite a following. He's a Canadian, and he is going to give a concert at the Ho-Chunk facility outside of Baraboo.
Okay. Well, I thought that was kind of interesting. I was looking at a grant proposal for that. It was so interesting that you had Ho-Chunk participating in terms of having them provide a performance space, but then also University of Wisconsin Baraboo is involved in the process. So it's a nice combination of facilities and workforces to make a really important event happen. So,
well, the Leopold Center is beautiful, and I'd encourage everybody to come out, bring family, friends, if you're looking for things to do on the weekends or during nice weather. But it's not big enough to accommodate several hundred people. So
sure.
We utilize UW-Baraboosaw County Campus as the kind of conference venue.
Okay.
But then it allows us the ability to partner with Ho-Chunk and other community partners and county partners. To, again, utilize these great assets we have here.
Does anybody get to stay in the shed? Is there that special booking?
You'll have to contact me separately to stay in the shack.
My brother-in-law would love that. He'd be all over that if I said that we could get a booking at the shed. So, but he'd want to sleep outside of the shed probably. That's just, he's a ranger. What are you going to do? So anything else, buddy, as we wrap up today, are there things, events coming on or just emphases of the Aldo Leopold Center mission things that we should talk about? Just make sure we hit out.
I think, again, as we've talked before, we're really about building community. There's several ways folks can engage in that. Obviously, we're a member-supported organization, so if anybody would want to have heard enough today, they want to be a financial supporter, that'd be terrific. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Sure.
Those are actually important mediums these days for communicating
right.
and building community.
Right.
Come out and see us or come participate in any of these events. It's really about, again, engagement and building those relationships.
Well, and a lot of the things that you're doing are free. I mean, the classes where you're applied skills, there is usually a fee associated with those, just materials and things that have to be covered. But a lot of the informational seminars and the things, obviously the things we're offering here, are all free. So if you
right.
just have an interest and you want to, learn more of the things going on this weekend, I'm sure the films and whatnot that the library
is
showing.
All that is free.
Yeah. So great opportunity to just kind of meet people, talk with people, and learn something more. More about this important member of the Wisconsin community.
That's right.
We should be proud of our Wisconsin natives, right? So talk them up whenever possible. So I can't thank you enough, buddy, for weathering the storm. One thing for getting down here, because the snow that wasn't supposed to be much of anything turned out to be quite a little storm. But thanks for coming down, for joining us, for being a guest. I hope to have you back again sometime. We can talk some more about. I was looking at your list and my list, we probably had at least another hour and a half of stuff we could have talked about. So we'll
be happy to come back.
Good. We'll do some readings. Dramatic readings of Sand County Almanac. It'll be very exciting. So, but as we do with most shows, I'm going to try to wrap up with some quick announcements of things going on around the community. There is tomorrow, March 2nd. Yes, that's right. We're in March. Madison College is going to do an instant application night up in Reedsburg campus. So if you're interested, from 3 until 6 p.m. tomorrow up at the campus, you can get help with an application, receive assistance from recruiters and enrollment staff at Madison College's instant application night. So drop in at your convenience and stay as long as you want. So it's a great opportunity to kind of find out about what programs are available up there in Reedsburg, as well as to get yourself situated for school. And then also tomorrow night, there is a free concert going on at the River Arts Center. Those of you that are part patrons of them, the Mad Hatters were here back in January, but there were some things that happened with that concert that made them realize they needed to do a second concert. This is a free concert, but it's limited seating, and it is reserved seating. So if you're interested, get a hold of the River Arts folks, Lindsay Gisi-Juarez, and those guys, and get your ticket fast, because I think they're probably going to sell out of a free concert, which, you know, that I don't know why we really can sell that out, but there won't be any seats. Okay, let's just say that. Then also on Friday, March 3rd, from 7 p.m. until 9 p.m. River Arts again at their Water Gallery, the Water Street Gallery, 590 Water Street, is hosting a concert by Black Marigold, which is a dynamic wind quartet that has dazzled audiences throughout Wisconsin since 2012. And they are advocates of new music and living compositors, and they present captivating concerts introducing new music while also highlighting classic woodwind quintet repertoire. So it just looks like a great group. I see, looking at this picture here, there's a flautist and a clarinetist, and it looks like an English horn and a bassoon and a French horn. You won't want to miss it if you're a big fan of wind quintets, because it's a great group. And River Arts does such a great job of having free concerts for the area that and get to see great art at the same time. How can you go wrong? For another completely different vintage type of music and type of genre, you can go down to Cameo Antiques, over to the Wollersheim Winery. I got all mixed up because I think there was another... I was thinking there was something going on at one of the bars. Forget that. Raul had a brain disaster there for a second. But there is Friday, March 3rd, and Saturday, March 4th, there's a vintage shop hop at Cameo Antiques. The fourth annual vintage shop hop is scheduled for Friday and Saturday. It's a mother load of road trips, a self-guided day to any number of the 388 participating shops throughout Illinois and southern Wisconsin. So they have a list of participating vintage and the antique shops. So if you grab your friends and hit the road, you can travel to all 314 locally owned vintage business owners who are taking part. Sounds like a fantastic thing. And they're actually doing 15% off glass and porcelain store-wide at Cameo Antiques. So they'll also have treats for shoppers as well, and extending their store hours from 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. on both days. When you talk about treats, you've got me in there right there. Then also on March 4th, Saturday, Wollersheim Winery is having their open house. Their annual open house offers grapevine pruning, cooking, and wine demonstrations and winemaking explanations scheduled each day. Views of the winery's modern fermentation facilities and the historic underground aging facilities take place throughout the day, along with bottling line demonstrations. Interactive displays are available for families to enjoy. So, and of course, we're talking about outdoor kinds of things. There are two really great events going on this weekend for that. Over at Wilderness Fish and Game, there's the 34th Annual Fishing Expo from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Annual Wilderness Fish and Game Free Fishing Expo is an opportunity to hear guest speakers on fishing techniques, new equipment, and the latest hot spots. There will be a manufacturer's reps on hand to answer questions, and a great season pricing on Fishing Tackle Plus. And all kinds of things. And then we're also having an event over here at McFarland's on Saturday, March 4th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. There's an indoor and outdoor planning and plotting day. So this is actually sponsored by the Kubota product line that we carry, but we'll have refreshments here and all kinds of information available for folks that are interested in planning and plotting a food area for deer and other wildlife. So it's an opportunity to kind of learn, again, responsible management of your land and to use it in ways that will be healthy for all participants in the usage of that land. There's also then on Saturday a free home buyer seminar. My gosh, there's too much going on. March 4th from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. This is happening over, over at Water Street, 615 Water Street in Sauk City. Joining them for a discussion of refreshments as they talk about first-time home buyer problems, low down payment opportunities, choosing the right loan, mortgage pre-qualification. So if you're interested in buying a new home and you've got questions about how that would work, how you'd ever make it happen, this is a great opportunity for a free home buyer seminar, 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. If you're interested in more information, call 608-643-1303. That's 643-1303. And then also the Sauk County Humane Society Adopt-A-Thon is happening this week. Oh my gosh, so if you're looking for a dog or pet, this is the monthly opportunity to do that from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and that's held right up at the Sauk Prairie Small Animal Hospital. And then lastly, I'll talk about Get Moving Sauk Prairie. If you're interested in networking with more people, again, we're talking about networking with Leopold followers and people that are appreciators of land ethics. There's also an opportunity to navigate and congregate with folks that are business owners and folks that are just interested in the community here in Sauk Prairie. Another networking opportunity of a different sort, but that happens every Tuesday, first Tuesday in the month, and it's happening this week. Coming week at from 7:30 a.m. to 9 o'clock a.m. down at Blue Spoon Cafe. So if you want to get networked with some folks, come on down and meet people. And last but not least, I would be remiss if I didn't mention yesterday, Sauk Prairie Eagles won. So, and I'm sorry, folks, they beat Baraboo. So I always feel torn about that. So, you know, I'm excited for us and I'm sorry for Baraboo. So I feel very conflicted. But anyways, WRPQ Radio is going to host the game, as they would have hosted it regardless of who won. But the second round of the regionals is going to be this Friday at 7 p.m. right here on WRPQ Radio, 99.7 FM, 740 a.m. So Sauk Prairie will be playing Stoughton down at Stoughton at 7 p.m. So listen right here if you want to catch something good. Again, thanks, buddy, for being here. Hope we have you back real soon. We can talk more about land ethics and all kinds of good things, right?
Great. Thanks, Raul. Okay. Thanks for having me.
Take care, everybody. Have a good week.
Mornings at McFarland's with host Raul LaBresche is produced live at our 99.7 FM studio at McFarland's in Sauk City. Listen again next Wednesday at 8:05 for another edition of Mornings at McFarland's. Today's show is presented by Prairie Clinic, Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop, and DeMar's Plumbing.